Go ahead.
So, Drew,
well, I find a lot of ways to win. Pretty resilient. Obviously, the way this game started, you know, they go right down the field, get a couple big plays and score. And then, unfortunately, I turned the ball over twice, you know, when we had good drives going and probably took points off the board for us. So, you know, disappointing start, and yet, you know, we hung tough and knew that we were going to have our opportunities. And offensively, you know, I felt like we had good balance. I felt like there were some things there that, you know, we knew we could, I don't say take advantage of, but just, you know, create some rhythm and sustain drives and then get points. And, you know, despite the deficit at halftime, I think we all felt like if we played our style of football and took care of it, then we'd find a way to win this game, and we did. Yeah, listen, just find our rhythm. You know, a couple mistakes, you know, for me, just a couple poor throws. Felt like I had the matchups I wanted, just poor throws. So that was disappointing, especially when you're starting to get down in the scoring zone and, you know, you feel like you're kind of just taking the momentum away. But again, you know, you got to bounce back when that stuff happens, and I think that just shows a lot about our confidence and our belief as a team.
Did the rain affect that at all?
No.
That was all.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always talk about being a great, you know, home team and creating that home field advantage and everything in the Superdome, and obviously that's important. But, man, when you can go on the road and get big wins like this and these type of venues against really quality opponents, that's, you know, that does a lot for, I think, your confidence. Yeah. Well, listen, that was great today, you know, and a huge, huge momentum builder, too. I felt like the third quarter kind of flew by. You know, we drive down, we score, and then next chance we get, you know, first play, Ted takes that thing about 50 yards on what is a pretty routine throw and catch. So any time you have guys that can make those types of plays for you, that those are huge momentum boosts and builders, and you know, we were able to go down and take the lead back again after that.
How big was third down?
Yeah, obviously that's always a huge emphasis. You know, you want to be able to sustain drives. That's what allows you to move the ball and wear a defense down and score points. And you can do that a lot of different ways. I felt like we rushed the ball really well today. Felt like it was very balanced with the pass. We got some big plays in the passing game, and we also just executed the short passing game as well to keep drives alive. Time of possession was great. You know, typically that's indicative of your third down percentage. You know, which we were over 50% there, and I think 36 minutes in the time of possession, which that'll win you a lot of football games.
We've won four games now, almost double digits, in a league where every game is almost 3 points or less, it seems like. Is it real, a dominant team right now?
I wouldn't call us a dominant team, but we're striving to be that type of a team. You know, I mean, I think what I like is that we're encountering a lot of different situations and things in games and finding different ways to win, and I think learning a lot about ourselves in the process, finding what our bread and butter is offensively, defensively, and just continuing to build confidence with these wins.
It seems like you've talked about complimentary football.
You know, I guess not really positive to the turnovers, but you know, at least they're not in our territory. You know, they're down in the other team's territory. But you know, you talk about you know, obviously offensively, the more that we can possess the ball, the better we can run the ball, the better we can take advantage of the big play opportunities and play the field position game at times, but play it on their end of the field and not ours. You know, just all those little things that. These are winning formulas for football, you know, and you there's seven or eight of these things that you pay attention to throughout a course of a game, and if you do the majority of them correctly or win in those areas, then typically you win football games. So while the turnover ratio wasn't in our favor this time, well, there's a lot of other things that were, and that was able to overcome that. Yeah. Man, Senio is one of those unsung heroes, a guy that has played every position on the offensive line, can come in at a moment's notice to handle it, and doesn't blink. You know, just it's those types of guys that I think make your team unique and special. And there's not a guy who's more respected or appreciated, certainly from my perspective, than him. And every time he's stepped in and been asked to do something, you know, usually it's a hard job, and he does it really well.
Drew on that goal line, sneaking the TD there late.
Yeah.
Did you rate your leap, or should we call it a Lambo leap now?
Yeah, I guess that was my first Lambo touchdown. Well, all I know is that it was an important one. It was a really important one. Third down, you know, that makes it a two-possession game. So that was huge.
Good to get that off your back. First time since 06 you guys have won here.
Yeah, well, we haven't had too many opportunities. We played here in, 11 and 12. Those were tight games, hard fought. But, yeah, it was great to get the win.
Did you attack the Packers back end any differently after the two interceptions?
No. Those were poor throws. I actually had the matchups I wanted, just didn't locate the ball very well. I think there is, but I can't tell you. Huh? Yeah, I do box jumps every Monday and visualize that when I'm doing them. There you go. That's my training. It's a little visual into my training regimen for leaps.
Is
like that.
Is there seriously a point where you all do that play with
No, I mean, listen, we pitch the ball outside prior to that, you know? So you've got defenders feeling like we can attack you any number of ways. We can attack you here. We can get it outside. You know, you can't sell out inside because all of a sudden we'll outflank you. So it's just that. And then you when you have the flexibility within your offense to go over the top or to pitch it outside or to play action and throw, I mean, that just, you know, especially from a goal line perspective, it's such a, I mean, that's a man's game down there. That's a physical deal where, you know, guys are selling out to meet at the goal line. You know, it's hard for those defensive guys, I think, to decipher, you know, all that could potentially happen. So you just get up there with confidence, and whatever the play call is, you execute it. No, I mean, I spoke to him briefly after the game, and wished him the best of luck the rest of the way. And you know, listen, he's got obviously a great opportunity here for him, despite, you know, obviously losing Aaron. You know, I'm sure he's looking forward to this opportunity.
Drew, you talked a lot about your annoying optimism before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this goes to recruiting, right? So you bring in the type of guys that are smart, tough, character guys that can see through the trees sometimes, you know, in the forest, and understand the long-term vision and understanding that there will be bumps in the road and there'll be, you know, bits of adversity, and yet, you know, keep your eye on the prize, you know, focus on the process and know that good things will happen. And despite our 0-2 start, I think everybody believed that, you know, we were a really good football team, that just a few things here and there on both sides of the ball would result in a big change and get us going in the direction we wanted to go. And we stuck with that belief. And, you know, here we are, the winners of 4 in a row and trying to make it 5. Yeah. He's been awesome. He's so versatile, can play every receiver position. You know, he's great in the run game. He's just a really smart football player. You know, he can play in the slot. He can play outside. Obviously, his size and strength and range are all things that, you know, make him a tough matchup, you know, for a lot of teams, defenses. So really, really happy for him.
And we saw you slip once, but, I mean, overall,
yeah.
Yeah,
footing, you know, obviously slick conditions, and I think just the field itself, if you don't have your feet under you, you're probably going to slip. You know, so you just gotta be conscious of that.
Your teammates were saying that your coach was basically campaigning every day this week for you guys to wear those Scarones, even though
yeah.
he really likes to wear them. Is it true that he guaranteed complimentary pedicures for you guys if you were to wear them?
No, he did not. Not for me, at least. Not a bad idea, though.
Mark said that he did.
Did he? Really?
Would you get one?
Absolutely. Got to take care of your feet. Nah, I just go with the clear. Yeah, I just go with the clear. I'm ashamed I even know that. But, all right.
Drew, you reached 500 TD passes. Mean anything between joining that company and only three others have done it? So.
I guess not really a time to reflect right now. You know, we got a lot of football left ahead of us, and you know, keep doing things the right way, keep growing as a team, and all that stuff, you know, stacks up, and that's all well and good. All right.